He's no nerd. He's Joe Fisher.
Yeah, Joe, let's see you.
Another great lead-in, guys. Yeah,
let's see you take that lead-in and
Man,
do something with
I'm
it.
I'm telling you, it just gets better and better every week, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, a pretty hot recruiting class for Vanderbilt.
That's about as good as I think you're
All right,
well,
okay, I think you're probably right. You know, Joe, you were talking earlier, and you know a few of the names, but you really wonder which ones of these guys out of the 17 players that we're kind of glossing over, not even talking about, are going to be the ones that are going to be the core players for 2 or 3 years.
And you don't ever really know. I'm sure coaches have in mind who they think will develop quicker than others or who will fill a need quicker than somebody else. But you never really know when you look at that list who a class is built around or who they're counting on almost immediately. It's easy to look at, for example, a Charlie Goro, a quarterback, who is a parade All-American, is the first one that Vanderbilt's had signed since I think the mid-'80s in terms of being a parade All-American. You've got 2 or 3 really solid running backs on here that I think are going to get an opportunity to play pretty quickly. It's nice to have the local flavor this class has with Wesley Johnson out of MBA and Thad McKinney out of Brentwood Academy, and then Wesley Tate, I think a nice addition out of Pope John Paul in Hendersonville. So Wesley was one of those that was kind of coming down to the last minute on. He had 2 or 3 options, and we felt pretty comfortable that he was going to choose Vanderbilt, and certainly glad he did. But I think the other thing that comes out of these classes, and I think that even the recruiting, so-called recruiting experts recognize that Bobby Johnson's classes, while they may not be, you know, in that top 10 in the likes of an LSU or an Alabama, his classes continue to get better and better and continue to add more quality players that can play at an SEC level. And I really think that's all they can continue to do is just keep, you know, improving their recruiting.
Well, again, Joe, you don't win national championships, you know, with the mythical points championship on signing day.
Yeah.
It's how you develop these guys. And Bobby has a certain template for a lot of these players. You know, he's projecting a little bit. You know, give him to John Siska for a few years. And, you know, it's amazing how they've done just a great job of having guys over their 4 or 5 year eligibility period, you know, really turn out to be good players.
The other thing they've really, I think, become very successful at is they've done a good job of projecting a player that can move up a position. For example, recruit a safety that can move up to play linebacker. You know, they can add some weight to play linebacker. Do like a Curtis Gatewood did. Be a linebacker that adds some weight and moves to a defensive end. You know, Marcus Buggs did that. They've had a number of players that they've had a lot of success projecting who those people are. Thomas Welch from a tight end to an offensive lineman. You know, it kind of goes on and on. They really seem to have developed a knack for finding that kind of player. And what ends up happening is you end up with a player who's got more quickness than you're accustomed to at that position. It's been very successful.
Well, basketball tonight, Vanderbilt hosting Alabama, another nationally televised game for the Commodores. And Coach Kevin Stallings on our show earlier this week made it pretty simple. Take care of the basketball. Don't let Alabama get out and run, which, you know, they can really use their athleticism. And, you know, they made a coaching change in the last couple weeks, but still the same style, I guess, you expect out of the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, they pretty much run the same style with the same players. They've added maybe a couple of players to the rotation a little more now. So they could probably go 9 or 10 deep in that regard. But you're right. You've got to take care of the ball or they're off and running. And those guys, they won in overtime last year over Vanderbilt down in Tuscaloosa. They got that first win for Philip Pearson out of the way. That came against Georgia. So that hurdle has been cleared for them. And I think they've just sort of settled down a little bit. I think some of the hoopla and all of the disappointment, the shock maybe to some, has kind of subsided now and things have settled where they can just get back to playing basketball. And it's an important game for Vanderbilt to try to keep this, you know, this momentum going after the win at Auburn to try to inch back toward the 500 mark in conference play. So it's a big game for Alabama. They're 3-4 in the SEC in the West, so they're still in the hunt if they can get a win on the road. So this will be a hard-fought game for sure. You've got to deal with an outstanding freshman, Jamichael Green, at 6'9". Of course, Alonzo G's been there and is a senior, a veteran player for them. So it will certainly be a challenge.
And, Joe, it's not the BCS championship or the Rivals.com recruiting championship, but the U.S. News & World Report rankings of SEC schools has Vanderbilt as the highest in the SEC, ranked 18th overall. Florida's 49th, but second best in the SEC. So, hey, You take them when you can get them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, you know, people are beginning to realize, or maybe have realized more clearly now, that, you know, Vanderbilt just offers so many different opportunities, and athletics is certainly one of them. I mean, that they can compete at a high level in athletics, but also in all those other facets of the university. So that recognition is, I think, well-deserved.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys tonight.